Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. We continue to close our services with the prayer that we begin with, that God would bless, that he would open his word, and that he would open our hearts and give believing hearts. And we will turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, the 7th chapter, reading from the 45th verse through the 49th verse, words of Jesus in Jesus' name. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will shew you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Amen. Some years ago, when my father, Art Simonson, was alive, he was given a duty by the local board to give some recognition to a older couple in our area that had passed on and had left a nice donation, financial donation, to the church. And he told me he was pondering how he could recognize this in a nice way. And if you go to the Outlook Church, there is the original church from the 90s, and there is an addition on the dining room. And there will be a plaque on the wall, and I'm not sure if it's exactly this version of those words, because I think these are also written in another gospel. But it was this thought that a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And as we pause now to close our services, and as many of you have done throughout the services, and we also heard in the very beginning of services, a special thank you to you, dear brothers and sisters, who have served us so diligently from the congregations of Managa and Brainerd. On behalf of the LLC board, the LLC staff, and on behalf of all the believers that have gathered, all the service guests that have gathered here in person and in our countries and around the world, we wish to humbly thank you that we have seen that this treasure that has come is a treasure from a good heart, from a believing heart. We have seen how seamlessly the service have run. And of course, we know that behind the scenes, things may have at times been different. I'm sure there were moments where even the heart was good, the flesh was weak. And so here, at the end, I want to encourage all of you who have served in any way to thank you first, but more importantly, to offer to you, dear ones, in your service, we pray that you have felt the presence of God, that you have been close to the family of God, which we have heard a lot about this weekend. But you also, in your place, your own place of service, your own doubts, your own errors, false watchings, you have permission to believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And it's from this heart of faith that we can then freely serve and serve each other and thank God while we're doing it. But Jesus also spoke, and this is a sermon from the sixth chapter of Luke. It kind of matches in some ways a familiar sermon from the Gospel of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. Alan Pearness, who just served before me, and I as well, come from originally from Saskatchewan, the prairies, and this in the Gospel of Luke is a sermon on the plain. Jesus was on a plane and kept a sermon, so I thought it'd be appropriate also that we end here with this words from the Sermon on the Plain. And he continued, he said, "An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil, for out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." And so we also recognize that there are two types of people here on earth. There are those that believe, have a good heart, and those that do not believe and have, which he says, that which is evil, the evil treasures of his heart. And we're not talking about any temporal heart. We're not talking about how we present ourselves as polished, as clean, as thoughtful. We're talking here very specifically, as Jesus is speaking here, about the spirit. There is either faith or unbelief in the heart. And when there is faith in the heart, it doesn't mean that everything we do is good. We err. We've heard a lot this weekend about sin. And I think one brother said that, didn't say it in this way, but we could say it here, that there was a lot of sin spoken about in the English language so that we could all understand. And so we are sinful. But yet, when the heart is good, then also even those errors, those weak words, they can be forgiven in love. But when the heart is not good, when the heart is evil, when it is full of unbelief, even then those good works don't have the effect. Sure, they do in our temporal life. We thank God for all the goodness, as we've heard already in these services, of all the goodness that's around us, how much he has blessed us. And he has done this through his own ways and through people, many, many people who do not have faith. But yet the mouth speaketh from the abundance of the heart. And he continues, he said, "And why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?" So we have the Holy Word of God. We have the Lutheran confessional writings on which this is also founded. And we heard in the previous sermon, and it's on this rock that I will build my church, the confession of faith. But what are some of the things that Jesus is talking about? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things that I say? John, in his epistle, wrote that if a man say, "I love God," and hateth his brother, he is a liar. And he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Those who have believing hearts have found a home here in God's Zion, a spiritual home, a place where we're known by name, where we're cared for. And James writes in his second chapter also that the devils believe in God and tremble. But it's with the heart that we believe, and with the mouth confession is made. And then the familiar words about the man who's building a house, probably a little bit more familiar from the verses in Matthew. Whomsoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid a foundation on a rock. And when the font arose and the stream beat vehemently upon it, that house could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. And so we have this comparison here of two men. Both heard the words. We've heard a lot this weekend. And one did, who did those words, those instructions, and followed the advice. They were like the one building a house on a firm foundation. And the other who did not heed the call, did not follow through faith the instruction. They were like the one who built a house on a flimsy foundation that fell, and great was the fall of it. What have we heard this weekend? We've heard prayers, and we've heard instruction. We've heard for all people of all walks of life. We've heard a lot for you, dear elders. We know that there in the elders' lounge, many of you have spent the weekend listening and gathering around God's word. You have not been able to, for whatever reason, the heat or mobility, been able to join us here in the service tent. But God has remembered you. He has spoke to you. He has encouraged you. And you have been in the prayers of the believers. We've heard encouragement for the parents and prayers for the parents. You, dear parents, continue to accept children as a gift of God. Not with your own wisdom, not with the wisdom of man, but with that which God gives. Lo, the children are heritage of the Lord, and happy is a man that has his quiver full of them. We've heard encouragements for families to gather around God's word, to bring your children to the hearing of God's word. And you children were encouraged to preach the gospel to your brothers and sisters, to your parents, to your grandparents. Aren't these things, like we heard, that aren't these easy to do? These, what Jesus teaches for us who believe. We heard encouragement for you singles of all ages, those who do not have a spouse here in this time, whether you are old or whether you are young. God's kingdom is a place for you. We heard so much encouragement for you. It was so beautiful to stand here at the communion and see the long line of you singles coming together as a group and receiving the body and blood. We also heard prayers and encouragement for those of you who maybe even struggled to come into such a group because of your physical ailments. Maybe you have a mental illness or some other temporal issue that causes you to feel, although in spirit you join with the children of God, it's difficult for you to come into a large group. We have heard encouragement, and you also are remembered. Also, you who have a non-traditional family in some way, but God has yet given you the grace to believe, you are remembered in God's kingdom. I'm sure you felt also, whether your spouse has passed, whether your parents have left, or whatever has happened in your situation, God has remembered you. And as I was thinking about the messages we've heard, so much instruction from the New and the Old Testament, I thought, is it possible to summarize these services in 3 points? For many of us, it is difficult to remember very much. And I thought, could I try? I talked to one brother at lunch, and he walked away. He didn't shake his head, but he gave me a small light, green light to try. And I would say we have heard that God's word is a living word. We have heard this living word spoken this weekend and divided so finely and so appropriately to each who wished to hear. We heard of grace and truth, and both were divided in their measure. We also saw in Sunday school this morning a picture of the animals coming into the Noah's Ark. And as I was coming to Sunday school, I was a little late with my son and my grandsons. And as I was walking, I saw a stream of dads and moms or uncles and aunts or grandpas and grandmas with their children coming along the path. And I thought of also this path, that we flock to hear God's word, the living word of God, here at summer services, yes, but also in our home congregations, wherever they are, wherever we can gather around God's word. And God's word promises us. First, it shows us the way to heaven, and it promises forgiveness to the penitent. So I would say, yes, God's word is a living word. We have felt it. We have experienced. The second thing I would say is God's kingdom is here. We heard a lot of preaching about God's kingdom, our mother, and how our pathway goes through the kingdom of God, this battling kingdom that will one day be raised to a kingdom of glory in heaven. It's here where we are cared for. It's here where we receive rebuke in love as needed. It is here where we want to accept this care that comes from this kingdom. Forgiveness is here. Zechariah wrote so beautifully about the kingdom of God. If I can find it from the fourth chapter of Zechariah. How each person in God's kingdom stands with their own place, their own staff. From the eighth chapter, pardon me, the fourth verse. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand for every very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. Here is the living God. Here is God's kingdom. I remind of how Joseph, traveling all alone, leaving his father's house to travel to Laban's, in the book of Genesis, when he awoke after seeing a dream of the ladder going from heaven to earth and angels walking up and down, he said that how awesome is this place. This is none other than the house of God and the gate of heaven. This is where we have been this weekend in the midst of God's children. And yet when we leave from here, we know that God's kingdom is there for us, our home congregation. We are members of this beautiful flock. And also you who are gathered wherever, maybe in a single person, maybe as a group, maybe there in Saskatchewan where I forgot to bring greetings from. So at the very end, greetings, love and God's peace from the brothers and sisters in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, my hometown. There you have also been encouraged that, yes, you could not be here in person, but you are here in spirit. And you also are members of this one congregation of God. We also, I think the third thing I would say, in addition to it's a living word of God, and this is here is God's kingdom. I also heard often that it is yet a day of work. We here live of the gospel. We preach the gospel, and we care for each other. It comes to mind as we've heard how the brothers have come before you to serve, and each one of them have wished to put on clothes similar to where what I'm wearing. But yet when we've been amongst you, we have dressed in a different way. And I wouldn't want anyone to think that we suddenly feel important when we come here to serve. But this office is so important. This office is so precious that we feel that it is so important to show as much respect as we can for this office of preaching. And isn't that how we've arranged these services, your dear brothers and sisters from Brainerd? You have set the Word of God at the center of the services because it is a day of work. Jesus said that I must do the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. It is a day of work, dear parents, dear youth, dear children, dear elders. It is a day of work. Preach the gospel. Believe the gospel. Comes to mind how once Jesus was asked that, how can we do the works of God? He answered and said, this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him who He sent. So even though I've sort of come up with three things that I would like personally to remember from these services, the living Word of God, God's kingdom, it's a day of work. The most important is that we believe. Believe, dear brother and sister. Believe your latest sins, doubts, shortcomings of the journey forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Believe unto peace, freedom, and joy. This is God's kingdom. And as we think about this service model, that which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. I can't go without thinking that what we have heard has been nothing new. I think of my own father who has now gone to the rest of the righteous. How as a little boy, I remember one of my first memories was something happened that my father got angry with me. And my father felt bad. He came to speak to me and he asked me to forgive him. And I remember clearly, I said, I don't know how. And he taught me that I could preach, that he could believe his sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And that's the same message that I want to preach, and we've heard again and again this weekend. Believe, dear one, sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And finally, my mother. My mother passed in 2019. Going through some of her papers, I found her confirmation certificate. On her confirmation certificate, there was the words from Revelations chapter 2, verse 10. It said, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And it struck me that that had now become her portion. She had been faithful unto death. She received the crown of life. God was faithful to her. God will be faithful to you. He will be faithful to me. As long as we desire to believe, as long as we remain faithful to the call, dwell here in God's kingdom, listen to the care of the mother that comes through the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Word of God here in the congregation of God, we will make it to the destination. So God's blessings also to your temporal homes, your temporal destinations. We pray for safety. Many of us will be on the road, in the air. We pray that God would lead us all back to our homes in a safe way. But more importantly, there's many dangers on our path of faith. Dear young, dear elders, dear parents, dear singles, dear children, everyone, blessed journey to the home of heaven. May God protect you. May He give you one escort on this way, where you can share your psalms and together you can walk hand in hand. Yes, this way is narrow, we see on the logo, but it is not so narrow that two cannot stand and walk side by side. And when you tire, the Lord Jesus Himself will carry you, place you there in the care of the Mother Congregation. Rest there. It is a good place. Be still and know that I am God. So we close these services under His blessing care. And at the very end, may I also, dear brother and sister, believe my many sins and doubts forgiven. I wish to believe together with you. And may I yet bless you one more time. Wherever you are, wherever you hear this word, believe, sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Good and gracious God, our dear Heavenly Father, your children wish to raise our voices to you in thanksgiving for the weekend you have given us around your word. Father, in addition to your word, you have blessed us in so many ways. You have given fellowship. You have given us also escorts, those friends that we need also in our temporal life. This weekend, Father, you have also reminded at least us who live in Canada and us who live in the United States of the gift of a free country. Father, this is not a small gift, but many times we take it for granted, and so wish also at the close of these services to thank you for this temporal blessing and all the blessings in our life. Father, you have given so much. It feels our humble thanks is not enough, but that's all we can give today, Father, is our humble thanks. One day in heaven, you will give us eternity to sing with new voices, praise and thanks to you for the gifts of the kingdom, the gifts of the Spirit, love that you have set in our midst this weekend, for the gift of the forgiveness of sins that has flowed abundantly at these services, refreshing us in faith and calling lost ones to repentance. We thank you, Father, for dividing your living word here in your living congregation. And we also thank you, Father, that it is yet a day of work, that you have yet allowed your gospel to go forth into many countries in this world, seeking and calling all to repentance. But Father, yet in the midst of this, we find that we are weak and poor, and we now return, many of us, to our daily callings. There we ask for your guidance, your blessings, and we know your promises are true and full, and therefore we fully trust that you will care for us. You will give us that weak faith, enough faith to make the destination in heaven, that we could also one day be with the rejoicing throng there in heaven. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.